So it seems like you find comfort in expressing yourself without having any boundaries. Like,
yeah, I hate boundaries. Yeah. I hate people telling me what to do. Like, yeah. I'm definitely my own man, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I think that kind of maybe relates to the Sydney part, because I guess my question for the Sydney part is, do you think maybe part of that struggle was the fact that money was involved at that point? Like,
well, yeah, money's always involved. If you decide to do something creative and try and pursue something creative, there's always going to be the element of the money struggle. Like,
yeah.
I know that. Like, that's why I work at Harvin, you know. Like, it's 39 hours a week, and Melbourne's like so expensive. It's such an expensive city. Yeah. So you can't be that typical artist and sort of just not work and try and actually just become an artist, unless you've got like a really rich family that can support you.
Definitely.
Which, you know, I don't. Like, I'm total 100% middle class. So, you know, so you have to like, you have to work. You have to work your ass off. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do at Harvin. I work there 39 hours a week just to sort of pay the surging rent and the constant attack of bills.
Yeah. what's it?
Oh man, they're so relentless. They must be laughing at their headquarters just the amount of how much they like to pick on us.
what's the balance like between working your 39 hours and then having to have enough capacity in your brain to go back home and then kind of work on your art?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. It's actually a lot of, you realize it's quite a lot of sacrifice. I work 39 hours a week. So it's a full-time gig.
Absolutely.
But then, when I, go home, like it's real, like I gotta do my work. I gotta roll up my sleeves and actually,
do you treat it as work?
At the start you do. When you first like get home and all you want to do is sort of watch NBA or something on Netflix or whatever, but you kind of refuse to do that, and you kind of sit yourself down and actually roll up your sleeves and actually go to work, and that's what I make myself do. So yeah, there's definitely lots of sacrifices. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen the movies Whiplash and
Definitely
La La Land.
Yep.
And there's the newish one as well, First Man. Like, that's the one with the Neil Armstrong. It's stars Ryan, who was in La La Land, who was the guy in
Ryan Gosling.
So Ryan Gosling is in First Man also. So and the director of that film, all those three films, is Damien Chazelle, who a lot of his films have the theme of the philosophy of careerism, which is sort of like sacrificing like love, friendship and family and stuff for like the things that you want in life. So I definitely feel like I have like that kind of thought of careerism for sure. Like,
awesome, man.
Yeah.
And what sort of sacrifices do you think you've made to truly call yourself an artist? Like, what things did you have to go through to go, okay, I'm Sam, this is what I want to do, now I've figured it out, this is what I need to
sacrifice? Well, I definitely haven't figured it out. I'm still like at square one. Like, I'm still at the bottom of the barrel. Like, I still, for me to be successful, it's like for me to make an actual living from art. But like, I would love to go back home to New Zealand. Like, I would love to be with my family and stuff.
Absolutely.
Like, but I'm in Melbourne doing my thing. And then, like, I mean, I've got friends, but, like, I've had, like, so many friends sort of, like, give up on me. Just because it's my own fault. Like, I'm the one that, like, always bails on them and wants to do art and stuff.
Definitely.
So it's a friends thing. And, yeah.
Do you think that's become of age as well? Like, the older you get, the more precious you are with your time?
Yeah, for sure. Like, and that's one of the reasons why also, like, I can't, like, I've had, like, a girlfriend for, like, 3 years. Like, I had a girlfriend and, like, I just couldn't do that watching season 3, episode 12. You know, I couldn't do that thing anymore. So, my time is sort of insanely precious.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, I totally agree.
I completely relate. I understand what you mean. Like, I love playing games, like video games and watching anime.
Yeah.
And, sometimes just simply do I go build something and make money, or potentially make money, or do I like kill time playing this
game?
That's
why I feel like I'm like the definition of a side hustle. Like, I've only got that small amount of time to really work and try and see if maybe my our dreams will come true or whatever. But there's only really one way to know that.
Absolutely.
And that's actually to put in the work.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned earlier, like towards the beginning, you had sort of like your art urges, and that's sort of what drives you to do your art.
Yeah.
Can you maybe dig into that a little bit, into, I guess, the like the frequency and the process, and more specifically, you sort of mentioned plagiarizing and referencing examples. What's the process of seeing something and being like, I'm going to draw that in my way?
Yeah.
Or how does that work?
Yeah. Well, as a kid, like, I was always obsessed with pop culture. Like, I was always watching like Dragon Ball Z, or I was always interested in music. Like, Michael Jackson was my idol. Like, I've got a Michael Jackson tattoo, and I'm proud of it.
nice.
But like, excuse me. But so I've always been interested. I've always been obsessed with America. Like, I love America so much.
Yep.
Like, their culture and everything is so amazing. Like, the stuff we use, like technology, like Apple and everything, like it's all American. Like, I think America is so great. And as a kid, like music, TV, movies, I've always just been interested in popular culture. And Simpsons also. So like, so I've always known about pop culture, and I've always enjoyed that. But I've always like asked myself, like, why do I know all this crazy stuff? Like, why do I know so much? Like, stupid, like, trivia sort of stuff. And now it just comes through my art. So I can express that kind of weird pop culture obsession that I have through my art. And, yeah, so I'll draw stuff that, like, people won't know. So, like, if I draw, like, a comic scene from The Watchmen, which is like a graphic novel by the great Alan Moore, and I would just draw that. So that would be me just like showing that I know The Watchmen. I'm expressing that I know them, and maybe you could go check them out or whatever. But this is my way of expressing like all the stuff I've known. Like, I've always got ideas of things to draw.
Yeah.
Like, I never run out of ideas.
Yeah.
They're always there. It's like they're in a waiting line, waiting for the ticket to be punched.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah.